You would think that the vibes have to be high, right? Unless you're coming off a bad beat, the worst beat of the year, the entire year, in the first game of the year. Welcome back, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniatovich with you. We're going to do this every Friday. Talk about our feels. How are you feeling? I did not ask the Donkster because we had technical issues. I wanted to ask the Donkster for his Friday feels, but I'm a little scared of where that conversation would have gone. How you feeling, Sam?
I'm going to go here because I can. Okay. My trip home yesterday on the train was very good to start. Remember, it's a four-hour train back from New York to Boston. And I started with fledging Wi-Fi, unbelievable Wi-Fi connection. I'm in the zone. I'm able to work. I'm able to do a couple of things I have to do, put my newsletter out and all that stuff. And then halfway through the train ride, I lose Wi-Fi. So I can't watch the beginning of the NFL. So I'm relying on group threads like the Ramily thread, like a couple other threads I have to give me the play-by-play of Spitgate. So I missed all that. And then I finally get into Boston and get home by the second half, get home, lightning delay. So the football gods did not want me to watch football until, I don't know, 11:45 at night or whatever time it was. So I didn't see a single snap. I had to go back and either piece it together through social media or just rely on the highlights that the NFL was able to put out on social. But I saw a couple things right before the Wi-Fi went out that I wanted to kind of bring to your attention. Number one, I think Peter Schrager listens to Bet Sweats. Because he comes out yesterday and says, my Super Bowl pick, after picking the Chiefs every year, is the Buffalo Bills. Okay. All right. All right, Peter Schrager, quiet Bet Sweats listener, giving out my Super Bowl pick, Buffalo Bills, pivoting when I pivoted weeks ago. All right. That's fine. All good. It's a free country. Or so I'm told. So you can have your Super Bowl pick on Buffalo. Just remember that I was first. The second part of my commute, pre-Wi-Fi going in the gutter, was a clip that I saw of Ben Solak, 95 pounds, dripping wet, looking like he bets Kit Kats at recess, giving betting advice. How much do you think Ben Solak bets on the NFL, Joe? Not to unit shame on this program, but I got a kid in the second grade classroom wearing dad's jacket giving me betting advice. What is going on right now? Is everybody a betting expert?
Well, I've seen a lot worse. You've seen a lot worse. I actually think Solak bets. I don't know how much. Yeah, you mentioned the unit shaming. I have no idea. I know, it's not his fault. He looks like he's 12. What is he supposed to do? He's been in the business a while. He has. And I do think that his content is actually legit. Like, he's a smarter dude. But, yeah, I mean, if you're on ESPN now, everybody's got to have a pick. Everybody. Every former player, Greeny, you, let's bring Aaron Kate Dolan. Like, everybody's got picks and gambling advice, even though. Yeah, I don't know that we should be listening to any of them. In fact, I don't know about you, but Sunday morning you're on the air right before these games. I always love to see when they do those picks, whether it's NFL Network, ESPN, they're all aligned on one side. Like, it can't possibly go another way. I love it because so many times it comes back to haunt them. We always laugh about it with Sunday Night Football when they make the predictions right before the game. It's the same thing with the pregames on all the shows, whether it be CBS, ESPN, wherever. I always find it to be hilarious.
We know that Aaron K. Dolan has not been betting long. That much is obvious. You think Aaron K. Dolan ever had to drop off $3,000 at the Western Union and send it to Guadalupe Martinez Hernandez Gonzalez? No, she didn't. That didn't happen. She didn't live that life. She didn't run in those streets like we did back in the day. And that's fine. We can handle that. But I saw a clip. They cut to Solak. He looks like he's in the second grade classroom. And he's just like, yeah, here are my best bets for the game tonight. Like, come on, man. Come on.
I get it. Friday feels feeling good. I didn't give an update, but man, I got to tell you, things got a little hairy the other day. when Tucker had to go to an emergency vet. I was joking about that corn cob that he ate, that he threw one up, found out there was another in his body that he couldn't get rid of, was stuck in his small intestine, had to have emergency surgery. The emergency place says, you know, his heart rate's dropping. Then he had to go to another hospital. He's finally home. He's out of sorts. But for Friday Feels, I'm feeling good about my man Tucker. I will say, I don't know if it's like this for everybody. This is not a complaint at all. But this first week, my schedule is completely thrown off. With Labor Day, we didn't have a Monday. It's been like a sprint to the start of the season last night after it felt like it was dragging on for months and months and we couldn't wait. It's like, whoa, all of a sudden we got Thursday night football. We've got NFL action tonight on a Friday. We've got kind of a crap, we'll watch and bet it, but a crappy, maybe the worst college football slate of the year coming up tomorrow. And then we're going to jump into the NFL on Sunday morning. I'll be on the air very early, very, very early. Then you'll be on the air for the 2 hours before the games get going. It's like, man, this it's going to become normal, but I don't know about you. Maybe you can agree with this after your long train ride over the last couple of days, but I am a bit out of sorts trying to get back into the swing of things with the NFL.
Oh, you'll be just fine. I have total faith that fine. You're going to be just fine. I also, to kind of spin this back to betting, I have this feeling or inkling that the public's going to come in pretty heavy on Kansas City today. And we're going to find out that the number one liability at most sports books, including BetMGM, the legendary sports book, Kansas City -3. After the line sat at 1.5 and 2 all summer, then you had the Slater injury. You've had a couple other issues injury-wise for the Chargers. And now we're at 3. And now BetMGM is -3, -120, which is literally the worst point to jump in. But it's the day of the game, and maybe I have a little bit more money from yesterday, or maybe I lost last night. Let me get it back. Oh, the Chiefs are on national television? Oh, they're only laying 3. Maybe I'll money line them with the over. You know it's coming. You know it's coming tonight. Oh, the Chiefs on the money line and the over. Is that not going to be the number one parlay for every sports book and every bookie across the country tonight?
Oh, last night was a bad beat. That's not going to possibly happen again. We've got Mahomes. Yeah. No, I think, isn't that an underplay? Now, the Brazil situation, the surface might come into play a little bit, and I hate betting on that, but yeah, you look at the Chiefs, and we saw their struggles offensively a season ago. We know what Jim Harbaugh wants, even though Herbert's the guy under center. He wants to run the ball. He drafted Omarion Hampton. He's your pick for the Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think a lower scoring game makes a lot of sense. On the side, though, isn't this getting to 3.5? We're already a juice 3 everywhere. And it's like, who's going to go first? You're probably right on Chiefs money. I think we're getting to 3.5 today. And when we do, that's when I'm going to be taking the Chargers.
It's possible. I don't know that they want to get middled per se, but the money will dictate it. If you can't write a Chargers bet, you have to go to 3.5. And then, of course, the worst case scenario is the game lands 3 and all that Chief money that came in a couple weeks ago and a month ago, you know, those win, those bets at -1.5 and 2 and 2.5 win, and then the Chargers cover the 3.5, and then anybody who laid 3 just pushes. I think that's a nightmare scenario, but that's life booking in the NFL. I don't think they want to get there because they know there are wise guys waiting to bet +3.5. If a guy like you comes on BetSweats and says, I want 3.5, that's going to be a common sentiment across the country for people that know what they're doing. Because to take the best of the number day of the game is ideal. If you like the Chargers, I don't know why you would rush. I would be stunned if this went the other way. We're not going to see -2.5 today. So, yeah, I think you wait this out because you see a lot of these books now -115. BetMGM is -118. Other books are -120. So they are now juicing the ever-popular Kansas City side. I think these two teams are much closer on a neutral. Not to mention the field in Brazil is it's a joke. So you might see some slippage or some crazy things go on, and Harbaugh is going to probably try and be physical and run the ball. They're going to dare Kansas City to stop the run. So we shall see. One more Friday Feels thing. Paul, if you're here, I have a question. Because I don't know what's going on with Rob McElhinney right now. Longtime Eagles guy. He's changed his name. Now he goes by Rob Mac. He looks really different than he did when he came up in Always Sunny. Well, this is Friday Feels. This is how I feel.
Okay.
I feel like the Eagles jersey tucked into white jeans is not a good look. I don't know what's going on there.
I feel like that's very LA though, right? I mean, I know I can tell you this. What was the name of the bar? Max Tavern at like 3rd and Market closed down after like 14 years earlier this year. So that's kind of a bummer. So I can tell you that. But yeah, he looks different for sure. I don't know if the Wrexham thing, like, I mean, they're doing that. I think they just started a new one in Columbia. So he's got a lot going on. But he looks, I don't know if it's Botox-ish or Ozempic or like he looks like he's done some things. The name change is weird. I don't know why you change your name at 50. I will not be changing my name at 50 if I get there. I don't know about any of you guys. I don't really have an answer for you, Sam. I'm sorry, but
well, life crisis. If you shorten your name, if he Ask. Went from Rob McElhinney to Rob Mac, you'd be Paul Ass if you shortened your name. I mean, that's what you would be.
We don't have to talk about my picks just yet.
Paul ASP. Paul Asp, if you cut off the back half. I don't know, Joe. I've never tucked a jersey into my jeans, let alone tucking my jersey into a pair of white jeans. I don't think that's a look.
I don't think I've worn white jeans ever.
Yeah, there's that too. There's that too.
That's how I feel.
So, Paul, you mentioned at the end of the show yesterday that you split a Survivor entry with your brother. And I saw on the football contest Instagram, they posted a picture of him.
Dude, look at that flow. Better flow, Whale or Dan? I mean, it's close.
I was like, I don't know. Dan's there. Dan's right there, I would think.
Yeah.
He's got the Joakim Noah Sideshow Bob thing going on where it's just – it just jolts out from under the hat.
So if you let it grow, what would it look like?
Yeah, I've never had that.
You got straight hair. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got kind of straight hair. And like I did it in like high school. I mean, it was a nice flow. Still have it. Happy about that. But I don't have that club in my bag. That dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got like rock star hair.
Yep.
Youngest brothers. You know the youngest.
I was shocked.
Youngest get all the breaks.
Man, that's Dan Aspin making Friday Feels, of course. After I saw that, like, man, I wish I could feel like that here, even though it's a football Friday.
We're going with whatever he wants in Survivor. I've decided after that picture, he gets to decide.
Can you text him about Miami? I need a quick thought on this Colts game.
He thinks they win. He thinks they win. Look, he's a realist Dolphins fan, but he thinks they win.
Okay. It is Daniel Jones.
I agree. That's
like,
where
are
I'm
the
at.
Dolphins that bad? Are the Dolphins that bad? I mean, maybe, but like, are they Colts bad? I don't know. That's tough for me to get there.
Colts always a slow start. We'll talk about that one coming up. Sam, I'm also feeling, and last night it starts, we get a big dog covering, close to winning. They threaten, but they don't pull it off. I am feeling it's week one. A lot of dogs barking. Like, I'm thinking we might have a better straight-up record rest of the week with the dogs.
Well, my two favorite picks this weekend are the Giants and the Raiders. So let's go. Let's bark.
Yes. That's what I'm feeling. Is there anything else to add with Chiefs Chargers? Are you going to have a side? It sounded like you hinted at the playing the under on the total.
I don't love the game. I lean to the Chargers. I also lean to the Cowboys last night, did not pull the trigger. Analysis paralysis. Rather than take the Cowboys and take the 8.5, I'm like, oh, let's take the deck over. It's my own fault. I have nobody to blame but myself. But I do lean to the Chargers catching 3. And to your point, you might get 3.5. It's possible.
Yeah, I lean that way as well. If you hear people talk about Harbaugh, how great he is in week one, just remember Andy Reid's on the other side. And when he has a lot of time to prepare, he's really good too. So just something to keep in mind. You'll hear a lot of that coming up this week. All right, NFL card top of the hour. Next, tomorrow's college football card. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.